Sí. That would have been good. That would have been good.
Absolutely. Tate Fletcher killed it on Rogan. Dr. Drew.
I didn't listen to that yet.
Only podcast I listened to, but it was good. Sponsored by
I
love Dr. Drew.
Was he on with Adam and Dr. Drew?
I think it was Catherwood. Look for
BSN.
Oh. But it was on Adam's show.
So he was on. Alongside Silent Mike. Okay.
Jim McKee. I don't know. Here's your host. I love Mark Dr. Bell. Drew. Dr. Drew is the man. I remember listening to a show in fourth grade, thinking I was listening to porn. Things got so weird on that show.
Yeah, Loveline or whatever. Yeah.
Weird. He has eight podcasts. What the hell is that guy doing?
Dr. Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was only doing Loveline for a while.
Loveline for a podcast, and then he has a everyday talk show. I think that's what Tate was on. And then
he's all in all different kinds of shit, right?
Then he has Dr. Drew News, which is something totally different. Yeah, he's super into working out.
He's on HLN. Yeah, he's jacked.
Him and Catherine were talking about going to Deuce's gym, whatever, Tate's gym. I think that one's in New Mexico.
Deuce's gym.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taking a deuce.
I got the new clothing line for you. Deadlifts and deuces.
I need to go to that gym and take a dump in the sink.
Yeah.
They better have some nice shitters if you're naming your place Deuces.
Yeah.
I agree.
Deuce is loose. Yep.
Deucey goosey.
Yep.
What about Benny?
Benedict Magnuson?
The one wipe wonders.
Oh my God, that was the best moment.
What's his first name?
Benedict
Magnuson, the biggest deadlifter on the planet and the history of human beings, told us that he takes six shits a day, and all of them are one wipe wonders.
I can't figure that out.
Talk about a healthy GI tract.
Yeah, they must be tapered. I mean,
one wipe, one.
I always wish everybody, everybody out there, I wish all of you, that your shit's maybe tapered, but apparently it's reached the big guy deep down deep.
Yep.
Deep down
deep. Down deep.
He's a huge man.
Real meets real.
Real respect real.
Real respect real.
I see it. Okay, what's the right way? Because I keep seeing
real recognize real.
Okay.
And I don't know who said that. It's like a, 90s hip-hop thing. Real recognize real. Our hick fat owl friend.
I think it's something that black people say. And you can't say it when you're white. It just doesn't work.
There's a lot of things you can't say when you're white.
Obviously, Matt Vincent can't say anything. So, correctly.
Yeah, he blew it. He blew it. The fat owl blew it.
So we had dinner on, Friday night of the Arnold with Benedict Magnuson.
Oh, my God. He's huge.
Yeah, it was really an experience.
Benedict Magnuson told us some deep secrets about Thor that were amazing, that he can't go to the bathroom by himself. He likes to go to the bathroom in groups.
Yeah.
And then I found myself in the bathroom with Benedict, and it was quite frightening.
I was surprised how well he spoke English.
I was my butthole has never been more at risk than it is right now.
He could do whatever he wanted with you.
Yeah, he could have. And he seems interested. And I'm open to it, too.
Yeah. Very friendly.
Yeah. I mean, think of the babies we'd make. Think about how fat their cheeks would be.
Just come out.
Talk about deep cheeks. Hey, now. Oh, he was awesome. He's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, he competed in the strongman over the weekend. We just got back from the Arnold.
Yeah, you know what? You
gentlemen.
Don't think about it because he's so fucking enormous, but he's tiny compared to those other guys.
Yeah,
what is
he?
Strongman.
6'2", 6'3"?
Yeah, I think he's probably about 6'2", and he probably is about 330, 340.
350.
Maybe 350.
He's pretty thick, but the other guys are now, 6'9", 420.
Yeah, they're 400 pounds usually. Brian Shaw, who won the whole thing, I'd imagine, is at least 400-something pounds.
And then Thor, 380, 6'9".
Yeah, Thor's, it's just one guy's bigger than the next. Everybody's huge. And mountain.
You had breakfast with Thor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was just chilling, just eating. Everybody asked me, how much he ate and stuff, but he just ate normal. Benedict told us a story about when he first met him, how he was, I think, about 110 pounds lighter or so.
Yeah,
some
we played professional basketball, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I think he was 6'9", probably at least in the 200s somewhere.
Yeah, Benedict just said he's people don't know Thor the way I know him. He was tiny when I met him, and Benedict said he helped slap a lot of weight on his deadlift and stuff like that, too, and helped him gain a lot of weight. But you have to be heavy for that sport. The amount of weight that they lift is crazy. And you need just a big overall structure in order to handle that. Even Even Zydrunas Savickas, who's not tall, he's probably 6'2 or 6'3.
But so thick.
Short in comparison to the other strongman guys. Yeah, he's probably 350, 360 also.
He was in the same restaurant with us the other night, too.
Yeah, he was
eating with Thor.
Wednesday night.
He was thick.
Yeah, I don't know. My
thick as a brick.
My whole schedule is way off.
It's all a blur.
Yeah, I don't know what day it is today.
It is all a blur. It was a lot of fun, though. No. It was a great show.
How high up did you have to turn the TV when I was taking a shit? 26?
Smelly and I shared a room for about 2 days. And for some reason, it was a very, very nice hotel, but the bathroom was like kind of a rolly barn door.
It was absolutely a barn door, yeah.
With no lock, no nothing, and there's like cracks through it. It wasn't
no
like
a fan in there.
You it was air sealed, no fan. My bed was obviously the one closer to the shitter. I don't know why I say obviously, but it was. And Smelly had to take one. I had to turn the TV up full blast to just, and then Smelly's in there listening to Little Wayne.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to put on some music. And
to drum out his shit.
There's nothing worse than hearing somebody, like, as soon as they sit on the toilet, just, like, ripping ass right away.
Yeah.
Why is you know what's going
on. It's so embarrassing, though, but it shouldn't be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it
is really, really gross. In my house, the front bathroom is way too open to the rest of that
right,
part of the house.
That.
And like when we were having some remodeling done, the designer was like, can we do this and put this door here? And like, well, I mean, you could, but it makes the space tremendously less convenient to do that. Plus, there's the expense. So like, you just hope your guests don't take a shit when they're at your house.
Yeah. Don't shit in there, please.
Yeah, really. Especially since
they put the toilet so close to the wall. That's the worst. You got to sit all crooked on the, you know.
One of our bathrooms here is kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's super
sitting sideways.
You're like, why the fuck is it designed that way?
I don't know. I think that's a Mike Jones song. What do you know about Mike Jones?
What did he say?
I'm sitting sideways. That's it.
On the toilet?
I don't know what he's referring to, but I think he's talking to about his lowrider car, but it's all the same.
Oh, he's like tilting to the side?
I think so, yeah. Almost the
same.
He's
not talking about taking a shit?
He might be. He might be above us.
God damn.
You know how we were talking about the fireworks in Iceland on New Year's
Eve? Yeah, I saw you post a video. I didn't watch it.
Have you seen it? I'll just show you just a little bit of it here and get an idea very quickly.
Whoa.
Yeah, Benedict was talking about the New Year's fireworks.
Well, he's talking about the training environments. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
They're just letting them off over, like, skyscrapers. It looks like they're setting them off on the top of
every
building.
People's houses and stuff. Wow.
They just have illegal fireworks that we can't. I want to say within, like, the last 10 years, you could, like, fire stuff off like that in, like, Washington and some cities or states,
But these are all, like, professional quality fireworks.
Yeah. It looks nuts.
You're not allowed to have fireworks at all in Davis, where I live.
Yeah, it's just too dry.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I won't carry that on, but that's an 8-minute video, and that's all it is. It's just one long, slow pan around Reykjavik. And
Rinky Dink Reykjavik.
How long did Matt say they go on? Like 3 hours?
I don't know.
Or something
he said
like
it
that?
Was amazing.
Yeah, just super crazy amazing. And Benedict said that not being in Iceland on New Year's Eve is sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Benedict was awesome, man. He was talking about training a lot, and what I ended up running into with a couple of different people we ran into, like Ed Cohn and a few other guys. You know, we always fuck around with these guys, but we talk a little bit about training every once in a while. And with Benedict, with Thor, with Ed Cohn, and a few other guys I ran into, Chad Wesley Smith. A lot of those guys, you know, they're saying a lot of the stuff that we talk about here on the show all the time. And that is you're not trying to always train maximally. You're trying to train optimally. You know, you're trying to find the weights that are going to give you a good response, but not really go too much over them. And when you do that, it just makes you go backwards. Benedict said that by the time he got to the 1019 deadlift that he did, that he was fucking pissed because he didn't lift anything heavy in training. He was just like angry. He did 8 sets of 2 with 400 kilos. So that's
881 or something.
Yeah, that's light for him. That's, you know, it represents like 88% or some shit like that, whatever the number would be. But that's, you know, light for him. And that's the point is to get in good, clean reps that allow you to work hard and that allow you to challenge your body and challenge yourself. But they don't wreck you so bad that you go backwards or you can't proceed to the next workout.
Wendler said the same thing.
Yeah, Wendler's been preaching that
for a very long time. Actually, I listened to that.
His book is all about that. People tell me all the time, oh, I read 531, and then they ask me some other stuff about how to get stronger. And I tell them, you know, train within your means and stuff like that. And I'm like, that's actually in Jim's book.
Yeah.
I don't know what you copied or what you did to, you know, get the 531, or if you just decided to do 531 on your own. But you should actually read the book.
Yeah, right.
Buy the book and actually, you know, pay attention to what's in it.
Yeah, we got to hang with him Saturday night, I want to say. I don't know. It's all
a blur.
Again, it was Tate Fletcher and Jim Wendler at the same table. Had they been able to hear each other well, it would have been a hell of a conversation. But it was eight or nine of us. It was really, it was really great. And I actually walked with Jim, had a conversation with him right up until the point that Barbell Shrugged had him on. He's just awesome. I just love that guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's a little different. You know, he likes to kind of hide, and he doesn't do things traditionally. He's not on Instagram and Facebook and stuff posting about his product. He's not trying to pump it and sell it. He's just made a good product, and if you want to fucking buy it, then buy it. If you don't, then, you know, no big deal.
I did listen to that that episode that they recorded after I went home to bed, and he said exactly the same thing about not maxing out the time,
right?
And how just that just kills you.
When I asked him several months ago about Instagram, you know, I just told him, I'm like, it's dumb just not to have one. Just take a picture of your fucking drum set, take a picture of your guitar, your kid fucking doing drum, like, just get something up there, because people will talk about your book and you'll make more money because of it. And he's done that. He's put it up, and there's, you know, he's acquired a decent amount of followers. But his response was basically, you know, he said, no one's ever done anything great through the internet. You know, I thought that was kind of funny and kind of an old school way of thinking of things, because a lot of great things have come through the internet.
Right.
It's changed the face of the world, basically. There's people getting freedom because of, like, email and internet, and people having more access to other people. Yeah. So, I mean, there's all kinds of crazy shit going on.
Revolutions around the world based off of Twitter and shit.
Right. It's fucking weird. But anyway, that's his perspective on it, which I think is interesting. And it's his view, you know?
Right, exactly.
Not right or wrong. It's his view of it.
It's his view.
We also visited Matt Wenning's gym.
Yeah, Matt Wenning is awesome. He came by the booth as well.
Yeah, I didn't get to say what's up.
Oh, you didn't get to see him?
I was slanging.
Oh, you were slanging on Slangers.
I didn't get to talk to Matt. I also didn't get to talk to
his girlfriend came by
Sam
the booth.
Burt.
Hey now.
I didn't get to talk to her, or did I?
Yeah, she was pretty.
Yeah, I didn't get to talk to Sam Bird.
Yeah,
good job,
I was
Matt Wenning.
Bummed we were having trouble with the transaction system on the iPad when the whole time that Sam Bird was there, which bums me out because he's my longtime man crush.
Yeah, it's weird, you know, having that many people, you know, come over to the booth and hang out. There's the, you know, one dude stronger than the next. Brandon Lilly came by, Chad Wesley Smith. I mean, all these guys, you know, squatting 900 pounds plus, like it ain't no thing, you know. It's just Derek Kendall, Tom Callis, who squatted squatted 800 in the animal cage, and I think he's done 7-something officially. What does he compete at, 181 or something?
Yeah, 165s and 181.
Yeah, so, I mean, he might weigh 190 right now or whatever, but who cares?
He looks like he's 230. He's fat as shit.
Oh, my God, he's so fat.
Yeah, but he doesn't actually. It's because he's 5'4".
He's crying inside right now.
Yeah,
maybe
I think it's his fupa that makes him look fat. In his defense, you know, I don't think he's actually fat. It's just that giant fupa that he has.
It is pretty big. It's kind of weird,
sticking out.
I
know.
I didn't think he would.
Yeah,
he would bring that.
Men don't usually
have that.
Yeah. Men don't usually have that.
No.
He's got something different than the
rest.
Pretty
gross. And then he paid that poor girl to come hang out with him in the booth.
Yeah,
Leanna Carr.
No, well, that too.
Hey now, shout out to Leanna Carr. Hey.
She probably doesn't listen.
Hey,
the heck with her.
She probably does.
Nobody listens.
I know.
Oh, but
everybody.
Shout out to everybody who came up to us individually and thanked us for everything that we do, because it feels really good to get that kind of recognition.
And by the way, please stop listening. Like, if you can hear us right now, you're probably having the worst day of your life.
Just turn the volume down.
I had people say that, you know, like, we make their
just
day.
Just tune out. Just do us a favor. Yeah. Do yourself a favor.
I never made anybody's day in person, so, you know.
Yeah, if they were looking at us, it'd be different.
Yeah.
I heard like a bunch of people talk about how they listen to old episodes. You guys were like, shit, man, it's going to end right here. We're not going to make it to episode 5. We're not going to make it to episode 6. We're not going to make it to episode 7.
A guy told me that he listens
to... And here we are on the mountaintop.
Yeah, what are we, near 100?
Cheers.
This is going to be, I want to say 82.
Oh, man. We got to do a 100 episode giveaway.
On the next one? On the 83rd one?
83rd. Awesome. 83rd episode giveaway.
Yeah,
this is the
100th episode, but it'll be on the 83rd.
We'll give away some smelly underwear.
Mike Rashid game-worn underwear shorts.
Yeah, we'll
somebody brought us Monster Energy drinks, and they said, sorry, man, I couldn't find a fucking flux capacitor. Because Jim fucking has
invented it somewhere.
Yeah. We can go to the 100th episode. We can go to it now.
Yeah, we could record
right,
it tomorrow.
We could just skip 17.
How do you do that?
I don't know. Maybe we'll go live again for 100.
Oh, that'd be nice. I
think.
Would it be 17 episodes that we skip, or would it be 16?
If we're at 83, I mean, I'm not that good at math, but.
No, but it, how many would it actually be? Because there would be, you know, to get to the 100th, or we'd be on 101 if we did 17.
Oh, if we had to skip it.
18?
14.
I'm so confused.
Where's Robot when you need him?
Yeah, trying to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what does he do? Going to be a doctor this summer?
He can't be a doctor.
Math doctor.
For
yeah, what
the
is
record,
that?
You can't be a doctor and deadlift 700 pounds at the same time. That's why he missed it the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is he best friends with Dr. Seuss? Because no one knows what he's a doctor of either.
Dr. Seuss is a doctor of rhymes, isn't he?
I don't know. I thought that was like Run DMC or something.
The original rapper.
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Dre, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah, is he a doctor?
I don't know.
Is that why Dr. Dre is a doctor?
Who gave him that title?
Dr. Seuss?
Eminem says he needs a doctor. He's got a whole song about
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, why is that? Is that because he's mentally challenged?
He's got a monster in his bed? I don't know. What's going on?
What song is that? He sings the chorus about having a monster in his bed.
He's got a monster under his bed.
Yeah, but is that a white
monster?
Well,
he doesn't sing the chorus. It's a girl.
She's singing to him.
It's like Rihanna or
something. It might be Rihanna.
Yeah.
What kind of white monster does she have?
I don't know what they have underneath the bed.
She's dating someone weird, isn't she?
Is he saying that he has a white monster in his bed and he can't resist the temptation to drink in the middle of the night?
Maybe. But who stores
that? That would really be a problem.
But who stores their energy drinks underneath their mattress?
That's a good question.
Maybe he's got a fridge down there. He's rich.
Maybe. He is rich. He could have a fridge everywhere if he wanted.
Yeah.
I'd like to point out.
He has an elevator. He's got an elevator in his fucking house.
Yeah, he probably does. Yeah. He probably doesn't have to sit sideways on his toilet either. Well,
probably not.
He could probably sit straight ahead.
Who was sitting sideways?
Mike Jones.
Why the hell is he sitting sideways? I feel so bad for him now. We should send him
Do you know
something.
The story of Mike Jones?
No.
His first rap song. You know who he is. Yeah, the rapper?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the best.
They just keep saying his name. That's the best way to get famous.
Yeah, Jim.
Oh, Mike.
His very first rap song. He like wrapped his phone number. I forgot how it went, but it was so funny. And it was his actual phone
867-5309?
Not that one. But
that's
it was something
Jenny's
of that.
Number.
And so everyone would call and he would like pick up sometimes for like probably 3 months until he had to cancel the number and change it. Amazing.
That's crazy.
That's the most amazing thing ever. He's amazing. Just riding around a fucking piece of shit car in Texas.
I'd like to point out that we all were asked to sign a monster.
Yeah, I posted a picture of that. Yeah, that was amazing.
It's impossible.
This whole weekend was a little weird, man. We got a foam roller with our faces on it. That blew my mind.
I signed some guy's neck.
I signed Drew Canavero's thigh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, now.
He's got big quads.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about squats.
I had to do middle name and everything.
Middle name? Wow.
Well, because it's such a big canvas.
Drew Canavero, what did he squat? 365 with his heels touching each other or something?
I don't know. Yeah, something stupid. Or like 450 for like a 30-second pause.
Don't try that at home.
I'd like to point out that Ed Cohn recognized Drew's...
Real recognize real!
Exactly. Quads through his shorts.
We need a fucking bing when real recognize real happens right there. Bing.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to get somebody in here on some.
Yeah,
we need a thing.
We have money for that?
Is Drew... Yeah, we could get a sample
Where's
box.
Where's our sponsors?
Yeah, where are you guys at?
Can't they send
we
us
a sample box?
Somebody.
Drew's taller than
a
Ed.
A comment
huh?
box?
Yeah, Drew's a little taller than Ed.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I hung out with Drew and another guy whose name I'm not going to remember, who's starting a podcast called Brute Strength. I hung out with him and actually did their show after we were done on Sunday. I was tired as fuck, but it went really well, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, Matt asked me to sit in on the Barbell Shrugged. I was like, look, like there's three Barbell Shrugged guys. There's you. There's Jim Wendler. I'm fucking tired as hell. I literally won't say a word the whole time. I'm
well,
just
they have,
sit
they
there.
Have they have four microphones. So
yeah, it wasn't
going to happen. I
was way too tired.
I hung out until they started because Jim was like, I can't do this without people I know here. And I was like, yeah, you were great on our show. You said, yeah, I know. I was high as fuck. I said, yeah, of course you were high as fuck. We all knew that. That's not a question. But no, he did great on that show. And I think having Matt there.
He watched a lot of TV shows, and I don't understand.
He's a big Downton Abbey fan.
There was a huge conversation for about half an hour, and I didn't get any of it. You were talking. Me and you were probably the only ones being quiet. Andy was naming all these movies I've never heard of. Jim and Tate are going back and forth. All this intelligent
TV
show.
Me, you, and Jesse could have easily just left, and no one would even notice.
I know.
Probably
we wouldn't have noticed.
We did leave. We went and got dessert and came back. Yeah. And you guys didn't even know.
I don't watch that much. Like I love TV. I'm not one of those people like, oh, I'm too busy for TV. But I do not understand how they have the amount of time that they do to watch as many shows as they do.
I can't keep up with series just because of the timing. Because our schedule's a little here or there. And then I don't watch
like Shark Tank, and that's kind of all
that,
I get.
Me too. I love Shark Tank.
I watch
Game of Thrones, and that's
that fucking zombie show. I watch the zombie show.
Tosh.0.
Guess who
made Tosh.0 this week?
Who did?
Julie Ledoosky's husband.
Oh, hey now.
Oh, Matt?
Like a video about a year ago. He ate shit after a deadlift. Have you seen that? So he deadlifts something off a huge deficit, and then he puts it down, and he's fine. And then he stands, and he's fine.
Yeah.
And then about 10 seconds later, he just eats shit into the side of a rack.
That's the worst.
And it made it on a whatever. And Tasha's like only joke. He's like, deadlifts are literal. Deadlifts, you know, it's like, oh, you could have come a lot funnier than that, buddy.
Yeah, somebody could have done better than that. Yeah, Jesse's known them forever.
Yeah, but it's cool they got on there.
Yeah.
There's an old video of Ed Cohn. He's like injured. His like back hurts when he's and he's still deadlifting like a monster. You know, he pulls like 830 or 815 or something, and maybe he does like two reps with it. And he's moving super, super slow. Normally he's pretty explosive, and he puts the weight down real slow and real casual, and he stands up. It looks like he's trying to go through like a checklist. Like, am I okay? Like, am I fucked up? And he's like, all right, I'll feel okay. Goes to take a step over the bar and just passes out and just hits the floor. And then he does. And then the next shot is a video of him talking, and he's like, yeah, I was injured during this workout. He's like, I hurt my back a few weeks ago. He's like, then I passed out. He goes, anyway, so here I am doing some rear delts, and then goes in the next shot. He finishes his workout.
That's great.
Passed out, probably shit his pants.
Yeah, he probably did shit his pants.
That's rough.
I feel so alive, I've just shit my pants.
What else did we do? We went to Matt Winning's, did a little seminar.
A seminar for some Wounded Warriors. That was amazing.
That was awesome.
Really cool. Shout out to Wounded Warrior Project. That was awesome, and it was cool to be a part of that and to help those guys out. They were excited, they were motivated, and they fired us up too.
Funny, having a good time.
It was interesting to go around the room as they introduced themselves, saying, you know, that they were they're all basically, there was 15 of them or so, they're all medically retired. So, you know, shout out to them for putting their lives on the line.
And then we went to Rogue.
Yep, then we went to Rogue Fitness, and we got to play around over there. Mikey did some heavy dead whiffs. I kind of just applauded him and watched.
And we hung out with Cesaro.
Yeah. WWE Cesaro was there.
It was amazing.
Positive guy in the world.
He's amazing. We just walked into the stores. If you go into Rogue, I believe their manufacturing and stuff's a little bit elsewhere now in some of their warehouses, but their main offices are in this building. And you go into a storefront, which is huge and looks amazing.
Yeah.
And then there's kind of a glass wall, which is huge. I don't know, 50 feet by 100 feet or something
place
stupid.
Is enormous.
And then they have a fully functional gym on the other side with all their toys,
right?
And regular, you know, if you're just checking out the store, you can't go in the gym, but you can look through the glass and see awesome people working out. You know, like Rich Froning was there this weekend working out. A bunch of
strong man guys, WWE guys. WWE was in town.
So Smelly and I walk in, and Cesaro's in there snatching. He's got our slingshot knee sleeves on. It was amazing.
yeah, that was funny, and he was fired up. You know, as always, he's always just super positive, but a strong guy. You know, he's, you know, the embodiment of a lot of the things that we try to promote and talk about here on the show is, you know, if you have pain, try to fucking fix it. Try to keep yourself strong. Try to keep yourself healthy. Try to realize that it's, you know, this is not a sprint, and try to just, you know, always try to stay out in front and on top of things. And that's what he's doing. I mean, he's... Well, we saw him doing clean and jerks. I don't even know what weight he was using, but he was going fairly heavy. You know, he's handling some good weight, and I would just.
And then he had to wrestle the next night.
The amount of wrestling that I did without travel, I admire what he's doing. It's unbelievable because wrestling is a weird thing. Maybe, you know, the only person here might have any sort of understanding of what it feels like. Might be a little smoky. getting thrown around doing judo, right?
Yeah, something. He did some shit.
The amount of stress and stuff that it does to kind of like the front of your neck is strange. And when your neck hurts, and I don't know if anybody's ever had a neck injury, but you can't lift.
Yeah, yeah.
If your neck hurts, you cannot. You can't bench press, deadlift, or squat. They're all pretty much out of the question. Your strength is just shot. So the fact that those guys are able to stay on top of stuff the way that they do is pretty fucking awesome.
You guys also shot some stuff with the new the wagon wheels, the Rogue ST wagon
wheels. Yeah, they're for sale now at roguefitness.com. Go check them out.
I know people are choking a little bit on the price, but like nothing's gonna destroy these things. They're gonna last.
And I don't know how many people have bought in like nice plates.
Yeah,
I don't know. What, I don't even know the price of the wagon wheels, but what I do know is that to buy a 45-pound bumper plate, it's typically $2 per pound or more.
Yeah, they're gonna be pricey.
So that's about $200. $200 so these are just bumpers.
Yeah, right. These are $425.
Yeah,
and the logistics,
$4 a pound, but it is different.
The logistics of Rogue Fitness even making them. You know,
For sure.
They just assume probably not even to bother making them because they got to stop production on other shit just to get these things going. I've had a good relationship with them for a long time. I've been after them forever to make this product, and I'm excited that they make it. And now it's out there for people that are interested in it. It replaces or can replace a block pull if you want to vary the height. People are asking me if they're going to make various heights.
Yeah, what's the height? About 3.5 inches.
Yeah,
it's like
about
a 3.5 inch block pull, we think.
Yeah, it's about a 3-inch difference. If you want to vary the height at all we do is we either stand on block or not stand on blocks, but stand on rubber mats, or we'll stuff some rubber mats underneath the so if you want to change the height or the amount of range of motion that you have,
right,
you can do that very easily. One of the huge benefits of it is the fact that changing the weights out is so easy. So whether you're doing a block pull or you're pulling off of mats or whatever, with the exception of maybe a rack pull, you're able to change out the plates very easily with somebody else. And again, adjusting the height is as simple as throwing a mat under your feet or simply rolling the plates up onto a mat.
Yeah, we just broke way too many plates here at Supertrainer.
Yeah, we broke.
Excuse me, not plates.
Blocks. Yeah, we destroyed blocks.
Yeah, and then those of you that pull sumo and like to get out pretty wide, sometimes your feet will hit the blocks and things like that. This is, this is just another tool. They look cool. People want to say, oh, it's kind of just a gimmick. Well, it is kind of just a gimmick. I mean,
Show me something that's not.
Yeah. I mean, it's not essential for you to get stronger and for you to grow. It's not, you know what I mean? So,
but if you want a really cool accessory, it's a really cool accessory, and it has a lot of utility.
You want to sharpen up your gym a little bit, make the videos look a little better, have us repost and have you have more fans.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Boom.
Boom.
Then what do we do? That was Wednesday.
What did you do? You did 655 for a W-dub?
Yeah.
That was pretty goddamn good.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, not bad.
I think I got 3 or 4. I kind of misgrooved that second one all weird.
Yeah, second one got a little roundy.
Yeah, I got a little funky. Whatever.
But that was strong.
Yeah.
That's a PR.
Yeah.
That's a PR. We got some good footage out of it. We've Mike and I have kind of basically just said that we're not lifting or doing anything exercise wise unless it's either video or photographed
or funny. We're never going to be funny unless there's I was pissed actually in the booth because I like danced on fucking piece of shit Omar's video. Everyone like whipped out their phones like, dance, Mike, like, fuck you. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, that's that's like being a comedian. Yeah, like, tell me the joke about the...
Yeah,
I'll do that sometimes for people. Sometimes they'll ask me, like, hey, give a shout-out to whatever.
Yeah, I did that.
Sometimes.
Someone said, hey, my friend Joey has a powerlifting meet in a week. Can you wish him good luck? I was like, yeah, of course. But I'm not going to fucking dance for you in the middle of an expo with no fucking good music.
Yeah. At the same time, you don't want to be a fucking monkey.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, I'm not your monkey. Matt Vincent suggested we put out tip jars. He's like, people tip us for no reason. I was like, all right, we'll put out tip jars. I don't give a shit.
You're talking about the fat owl?
The fat owl himself.
Oh, my God.
World's biggest hipster. Yeah, there was actually a line for autographs and pictures with Mark on Friday at the expo. That was nuts.
Yeah, Friday was nuts, man. We sold out of everything.
Craziness.
Yeah, we sold out of stuff pretty goddamn quickly. So it was overwhelming.
If you took all the times that I was asked for an autograph and or a picture before Friday and multiplied that by five, mm-hmm. this weekend crushed that.
Yeah. Right.
Which is really weird for me because obviously I put myself here, but for the most part I've been behind the scenes. So
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it was nuts, man. Everything, really nuts. Every expo is growing crazier and crazier.
Something that I read on social media yesterday that you know, I don't know exactly how to think about it, and it comes back to something you said about Wendler earlier being on Instagram, is that this person was talking about how people like Furious Pete and Mike Rashid,
right.
and Dana Lynn or whatever are huge, you know, stars at these expos because yeah. they're well known in other media. And this particular guy was talking about how Ed Corney, who was in
Pumping Iron,
yeah, was sort of
legendary bodybuilder and bodybuilding coach, and I think he lives in the Sacramento area still to this day.
Was sort of off to the side by himself with no line at all. And I the problem though is it's like the guy's like this is wrong. Well, maybe it's wrong, but in reality, you have to keep up with whatever the most current way to stay popular is,
right. yeah.
or you're not going to be popular. Your 15 minutes gets to be over.
Yeah. Who's the most popular like pop star right now? I don't even know. I'm like,
yeah, I don't know. Nicki Minaj
shit.
Or some shit.
Yeah.
Katy Perry.
So I mean, you know, like if Madonna was somewhere, and I know Madonna's like an exception to most rules because she's just so popular. But if she was somewhere, and then the next best thing, or the next you know, new fucking hip hop kid or whatever. Was at a booth, you know, people would probably want to be with whoever's more current.
Yeah, yeah, right, especially you know? That demographic.
Yeah, that demographic does not know who he is.
I was
he hasn't kept in the spotlight at all. So
opposite of that, I was pleasantly surprised at how many people recognized Ed Cohn in our booth.
Right.
Which, you know, Ed still does seminars and he writes books, but he's not necessarily a social media guru. You know, he's not out there. He doesn't have videos recently. He obviously, his lifting is a little more limited.
I think he's
now.
Got some videos. Lifting, yeah, but it's not, way, not lifting
yeah,
videos.
Yeah, it's way more limited.
Q&A kind of stuff.
Yeah, with Chris Duffin or whatever, but it's way more limited compared to what we do. And I was pleasantly surprised at how many people saw him, like, just chatting with us in the booth and asked for a picture.
It's like, oh, my God, that's Ed
Cohn. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ed Cohn, you know, is, you know, who knows what would have happened if he was around more around this time.
Yeah.
You know, lifting those big lifts that he's doing.
He's super charismatic. He's ridiculously strong.
Very
down to earth.
I think the lifting built all that for him, though. I don't think he used to be that way. I think he was just unbelievably shy, and introverted a little bit.
I think we can all probably agree to that to some extent.
Oh, yeah.
100%. But I think he was even more so.
Yeah.
I will share the fact that, like, the first couple of years, as a matter of fact, that I spent in the booth with Slingshot, I had a difficult time some of the time. I would, like, you know, just be a little bit tired and not have a patter or not have anything to say at all.
Right.
And just the experience of the podcast and getting a lot of positive response from people, like, it's not the first thing I think that they're not going to be interested in what I have to say.
Right.
You know?
Well, I've said this many times before, you know, there's, the people that do the best are typically people that have had a pat on the back.
Yeah.
They have some sort of reassurance that, like, what they're doing, that's good. You know, what you're doing is good. Get some sort of reassurance. We all need it.
Yeah, my nemesis, Boar, texted me and said I did good on the video. There goes our beef.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
I was trying to create some beef, and he gave me a compliment. What was he doing?
The son of a bitch. He fucking ruined all the heat.
I know.
Boar's been spreading the compliments around lately, too.
Oh, what a bastard. So you know. We also had to get the, top five sexiest men on the planet, a Slingshot?
Oh, yeah.
I sent that out this morning.
Yeah, top 20, I'd say.
Really? I honestly think that he's in the top five.
Who?
Google just top five sexiest men, and then we'll tell you guys who. Top five. This is okay.
Google along at home.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah. Top five sexiest men, maybe of 2014 or 2015. It doesn't matter.
Hey, no.
I bet you he's top five. He's jacked. Silent Mike, number one? What the?
Right to the top.
Here we go. Yeah, that works. I don't care.
People. Sexiest man alive?
Yeah, hopefully. He's an actor, but... Oh, Thor. Hey, Thor. What's Thor number one?
Look at him flexing his tricep. Yeah, that's the look I was going for. I was trying to flex a tricep on everybody.
That's a Bencher's tricep. Who's that?
Chris Pratt.
Oh. right, we're not there yet. Keep going. Who is that? I've never heard of him in my life.
That's
get
awesome.
Out of here.
He put himself in.
Yeah,
he was in Blake Shelton.
Oh, I like Blake. Oh, get out of here.
Bradley You're... Cooper.
How could Bradley Matt Cooper Bomer. Make that list? That's yeah. amazing.
Oh, Strahan. My man Michael Strahan.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. He's jacked. He's got like a six-pack going on and stuff.
Eddie Redmayne.
I don't know any of these people. Keep going.
Scott
we'll find
Foley.
Them. Oh, no.
Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow's ugly. There's no question about that.
That was it, I think.
All right. I can't even say the guy's name, so you can say it.
I don't even know how to say his name. Joe Manganiello? Is that who you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, Joe. Oh, fuck, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So he's
we should have gotten him a long time ago.
Yeah, so he'll be slanging.
There were, like, we had a bunch of different roads to him.
It was, I have his email now, so.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you know, he's a big fit. He wrote a book.
Yeah.
It came out, like, last year or something like that.
Yeah.
And he was in that terrible movie with Schwarzenegger. Oh, my God, that was so awful.
I didn't see that. I don't think I've seen him in anything but Magic Mike. I've only seen that 30 times.
You didn't
That's
see him in True Blood?
Yeah, never seen True Blood. I've seen,
True
like,
Blood's
one episode.
Great.
Yeah, only one episode. I'm not into vampires, all right?
Why not?
That stuff's weird.
It can be weird.
I only like Blade. I'll watch Blade.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't like, what's his name? Wesley
Snipes?
Yeah, he's amazing.
Is great.
Goddamn Wesley Snipes. I could have sworn Joe would have been top five.
Ryan Reynolds in...
I like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
he's jacked in there, too.
He's in the third Blade movie. He's,
and my
he's
girl
really
Jessica
jacked.
Biel.
I wonder if she's related to me. Biel? Bell?
She's Prego now.
Could be.
She's Prego.
Well, is she really? Son of a bitch.
I think Justin Timberlake.
There's your man right there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's
hubba,
hot.
Hubba, hubba.
Yeah, hey now.
Hubba, hubba.
The guy's pretty big, though. I think he's like 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, he's real tall.
I had to look up his stats to size him, you know, because I didn't want to email him bugging him what size he was.
He's got a little stubble.
6'4", 220, 9.
6'5".
What's the 9 for?
6'5", 240.
You send him a 2X?
Is your dick bigger than an iPhone Plus? No?
I don't have an iPhone. Yeah, that guy's built like a freaking linebacker.
You're lucky.
Just always being judged all day long.
Yeah, goddamn.
What,
I would just go sideways across it.
Oh. Yeah.
And hopefully.
So then you're, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully.
They came out with a $17,000 watch.
Did they? Who did?
Yeah.
Mac.
Oh, did they? I don't know.
So you're going to buy it?
Maybe. What does it do?
I don't know.
I don't wear watches.
It's the Apple Watch, but it's got that weird gold.
So what
Somebody
is it?
Somebody wanted to make me a watch. I don't wear them.
Oh, yeah. So it's just a phone on your wrist? What is it, James
no,
Bond? Can it control my car?
It's a smartwatch. It interacts with your phone.
Yeah, so then you need a phone.
Silent Mike, Chipotle,
yeah,
11 o'clock.
I'm only buying that watch if I can drive my car with it, like fucking
does it do,
Pierce Brosnan.
Voice memos?
that's the last thing we need.
Yeah,
that's the last thing
we need.
What is it, a Power Ranger watch?
I love those voice memos. I got to do one to the podcast itself. I'll do one. It'll make no sense. It'll go on for 10 minutes.
Let them know what's happening.
Kill all our listeners.
Aww.
Killing them softly.
Aww.
What else did we do over the weekend?
We saw everybody.
The thing that's great in Ohio is everything comes with donuts.
We were at like a we knew like the shitty restaurants had donuts.
And Burdick and I have been laughing about this for years because we went to just a drive-thru to get a sandwich. And we each got a sandwich, and then the person's like, oh, would you like a dozen donuts with that? It was like $1 or something. We're like, yeah, of course we do, or 6 donuts or something. And then it was like another $1 for 12. We were like, this is so fat. Why are we getting 12 donuts? We're just trying to get some lunch.
Smelly and I were landed, maybe 12 hours or so earlier in gym and about a day before everybody else and checking into the hotel and getting dinner and everything. I guess Ohio's more liberal than we thought. Everybody thought we were dating.
That was weird.
They almost
everybody
wouldn't let us
saw through the facade.
They wouldn't let us check into our hotel.
We don't look gay, right? Podcasters out there, people listening.
That's why we're on radio,
right, guys? Right? We don't look gay.
We were trying to get into the hotel. And
they really thought we were gay.
It's under Andrea Bell, and I was like, "Oh, reservation under Andy Bell." And he's like, "Are one of you Andrea?" And I was like, "No." And he's like, "Well, I need to get on the phone with Andrea." I was like, well, he's married to her. Yeah. And the guy's like, oh, well,
oh, okay.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, geez, Louise.
That's
and then at dinner, they weird. Thought the same thing. She was judging us right away.
God damn.
But she brought us homemade donuts.
Somebody should have been judging when you were taking naked pictures of Matt Vincent's ass.
I did do that.
Somebody should have been judging that.
I did do that.
I did not realize that he had tattoos all over his ass cheeks.
Yeah, back of his neck down to his cankles.
He has kind of a pancake butt.
It's a little better. I saw it in person. There's the one compliment he'll ever get from me. His butt was all right.
Would you eat it?
No.
Oh. All those spandexy pants are squeezing his butt.
Oh, yeah. You think it's
minimizing?
Definitely wasn't as pancakey as Fat Dan.
It's hugging it and bringing it up.
Yeah, it's doing okay.
Lift and separate.
It's doing okay. Let's go through a list of people who visited us this weekend.
Oh, back to the donuts, though.
Oh, okay.
We didn't finish the donuts.
We ordered dinner, and then we ate. And then we were like, oh, let's get out of here. And the waitress came
Lauren.
By.
It's not just any. She's listening. I know. Yeah, Lauren.
Of course. Why wouldn't she be?
Little blonde Lauren from Columbus.
And we were like, she's like, oh, will that be all? We're like, yeah, we're going to get out of here and get some donuts. We got some donuts.
And she said, you want a dessert menu? We're like, no, we're just going to go get donuts. And we're just joking. And she's like, we have donuts. I was like, you don't have fucking donuts. She brought us three homemade donuts.
They were so good.
Did she make them herself?
I think so. Made with love from Lauren.
We had donuts brought to us.
Every single day.
Every single day,
This whole weekend was so ridiculous with the gifts. I can't even explain.
Zach Evanish's tech guy brought us donuts one day.
And then Captain Jacked from Reebok One.
Oh, yeah. I didn't actually get to meet him.
You probably did. I didn't know it was him at first. He's huge.
Yeah, I know he's really huge. I met a lot of people.
He brought us donuts, and then everybody brought us monsters.
I'm probably making him sad right now. That I don't
we went to the BSN booth and had lots of ice cream. That was the fucking highlight.
Fucking spectacular.
We went the day before the show opened, and Sean...
I guess you would say it's like some sort of frozen yogurt, but it was like almond milk.
Yeah, frozen yogurt mix, whatever that is. And Synthesix. And Sean...
The best part is I think it was just like one jug of Synthesix
in
this 150-gallon thing. So they're like, oh, how good does the Synthesix taste? It's like, well, it tastes good because it's 99% ice cream.
I'll disagree a little bit just because the peanut butter did taste like peanut butter.
No, Synthesix tastes amazing.
No, and the chocolate tasted like chocolate. So they had to get the flavoring somewhere, I think.
Yeah.
Either way, I ate like 5 cups of it. I was just sitting there eating it all night.
I had like 4.5.
Dude, I would eat that every single day.
Then I talked to Leanna Carr's little friend there, and she was... We were talking about peanut butter.
Yeah.
And she's like, artificial peanut butter. It's like, greatest thing ever.
Yeah, she said, let me tell you something about peanut butter. Like, oh, you're teaching us, huh? What'd she say?
She loved the peanut butter cups.
Only the eggs.
Yeah, the egg, yeah.
Yeah,
it's about that time, Smelly.
All the specialty Reese's, the holiday-related one. But I think you're forgetting the best part of the BSN frozen yogurt story was Eric Hart's idea about how it should be dispensed.
Oh, yeah. He's a genius. I don't know if we should read.
He's a sick bastard is what he is.
Yeah, he said there should be two butt cheeks up there, which would just be so funny.
Yeah.
I ate so much of that. I want some right now.
Yeah, I would eat some right now.
I'm starving right now.
Where the fuck is Detroit?
It's here.
It's here.
Our Chipotle's here.
Okay.
Right. I just can't eat and talk.
Okay.
Then
why the fuck isn't he vacuuming in here? Because God damn, it's a mess. Jesus Christ.
Uh-oh.
Something. Do something.
Do something.
We need that dispenser in here. We need that.
I would love a frozen yogurt. Protein frozen yogurt.
I asked him for a fridge. He's going to send us a fridge.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Excellent.
And maybe he'll send us a froyo machine.
Well, so we're going to...
Throw it in. Fuck it.
We have a plan. Actually, we're working on a plan to trick out this studio that we're sitting in right now.
Yeah.
So it's as exciting and impressive as the gym itself. So you got any ideas
for
us?
So BSN fridge is part of it.
Yeah. If you want to like sponsor something within this room, also let us know about that.
Yeah. Who the hell's listening? You guys have to be useful for something.
No. It's just like the members of this gym.
They're all useless? Only the people
you guys
know?
Are the only two people that are useful for the gym.
Why is that?
Out of all the years we've been open.
That blows my
mind. A little smoky.
No, he's pretty useless.
He's
part-time useful.
He's part-time useful.
Casey.
And the Sunshine Band.
Yeah, Casey helped a lot with setting up the gym. But everyone else, goddamn piece of shit.
Well, I agree.
One piece of shit after another.
Just walking right through our door.
God damn.
It's a giant toilet bowl that we should just flush and start over from scratch.
Let's see. What the fuck else happened at the booth? Oh, we didn't have a bench at the booth, which is huge.
Great.
I mean, we did that at the LA Fit Expo. We've done it at a few other places just because the events are smaller and we just felt like we didn't need one. But it's really cool to have pushed a product out to a point where people know what it does.
Yeah.
And a lot of people came up and they started to ask me what it does, and their friend was right there next to him telling them.
I was about to say, I think I talked to one
person. They're like, it helps you bench press, you idiot. Like, it helps you overload. They're just all over him. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, I think there was one person I talked to that had never seen it. Everybody else said, like, hey, I seen it, but what does it really do? You know, everybody had some clue.
For the most part, I think maybe I had four or five of those that didn't know anything about it at all.
Yeah, it was amazing.
There's not a ton of selling to do. You know, once somebody, you know, somebody hears about it, and then once they put it on, they get a feel for it, they're usually in.
Well, it feels comfortable.
A lot of people feel like they just want to, I think a lot of people want to come over and just buy something from us. You know, partly
why
due
is that?
This.
I wonder,
I think that's true.
Because I don't see that many people buy, like, supplements.
No, no. No one else is even selling anything at these shows, really. I mean, there's not a lot of companies. BSN sells some stuff, and there's some other companies that sell some
apparently
stuff.
Gymshark sells a couple things.
Yeah, Gymshark people
they
buy a lot of
stuff. Destroyed us with music for 3 days.
Yeah, that was pretty loud.
Holy crap.
But that was a good location where we were at.
Yeah, we were partying.
Yeah.
It didn't even matter.
I liked being up against the wall. It was nice.
Yeah.
Having our backs to the wall and not having a bunch of other shit behind us.
Yeah.
Cool.
It almost just doesn't even matter anymore. We just take over the whole damn thing.
That was great.
Mike Rashid came by. What's our strongman buddy from the WWE?
Oh, yeah. Barstow or whatever, right?
He came by.
Yeah, Mike Rashid came by and did a lot of filming, so check out his YouTubes.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll
show our booth a little
bit. Bart Kwan.
Oh, yeah. Bart Kwan was kicking it all weekend.
Doing
Furious
a lot of filming,
Pete's.
Too. Furious Pete. Here's my Furious Pete impersonation. This is, you're going to have to look at the video to see this.
Uh-oh.
So great.
Yeah, his hair's going
He's
crazy.
Amazing.
This is also my Kelly Starrett impersonation.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Yeah, Bart Kwan was kicking it. Yeah, Mike Rashid. I think Matt Vincent has some video footage. He had a GoPro set up in the corner.
Yeah, he did. I don't have any idea what happened with that.
He told me he'll send us some of the footage. You guys
he filmed
happening.
A couple girls' buttholes while they were using the slingshot.
Yeah, that was a little weird of him.
Mm-hmm. He got up in there.
Yeah.
Actually, somewhere on my channel is a video that I shot a couple of years ago with a GoPro in the booth. It's like
time lapse.
It's amazing.
It'd be great to do that one compared to now.
Yeah.
True.
It was a crazy day that day, and this we're just killing it now, more so.
Yeah, it was each day was awesome, and then Sunday was a little bit more low key just because we pretty much sold out everything.
But I think Sunday's always a little slow, and yeah,
it's
we were
always
out of
a
everything.
Little. It's always a little slower. Mike and I got to meet C.T. Fletcher. I've spoke to him before, but got a little bit longer chat with him, and we'll be doing something with him coming up. I might go to his gym on the opening, or I might do something before that.
But video and podcast will be happening.
His Iron Addicts gym.
Yeah, maybe go down there and podcast with him or
yeah.
some shit like that. So look for that coming up. We have Chris Duffin on his way out here to do some squats.
Yes.
You guys know about squats?
I know about squats.
You guys know about Chris Duffin?
Let me tell you. Yeah. S-K-A-A-W-T-S. Squats.
I actually listened
to him. Oh, I spelled it backwards, I think.
Listened to him on another podcast the other day. I mean, I've met Chris before, and I know him, but it was very interesting to talk to him or to hear him talk about his background and all the stuff he's been through, raised by hippies, and, you know, he's nuts. He's a very self-possessed guy. He made himself into who he is, and he's much more successful outside of the lifting world than he is in the lifting world, and he's a huge success in the lifting world. So
yeah, he barely has enough time for the lifting.
Yeah.
You know, he really does. I mean, you know, he's been a little bit more competitive as of late, but he's run into a lot of injuries. And I think the injuries are due to the fact that he's, like, running all over the place all the time.
Yeah, I don't think he gets the rest recovery that he needs.
He doesn't get all the sleep he needs. He gets sick fairly often, and I think it's just because his mind is in many different spots at one time.
Grill him on that when he's in here
trying
in
to
days.
Yeah, trying to manage everything at the same time. But we'll also have Adrian Larson coming in here, former world record holder of the 220 raw bench, if you don't know who he is.
We're going to have Bart Kwan and Gio at some point from
Barbell Brigade. We got a whole list of people that are coming in. Furious Pete, perhaps.
Furious Pete will be here eventually. DLB, we'll be doing something with her. We don't know what, but it'll be happening.
Yeah, we don't know what, and they don't know what.
But it'll
but
happen.
But it'll
will
be something.
At
but,
some time.
But it
maybe,
will
maybe,
happen.
Maybe you'll be like part of Rob's band or something next
week. I would love to do a rap. I wonder if he'd let me on that thing.
I don't know.
I'll write a rap.
He'd probably be like, just relax, buddy.
I'll write a rap. Rob, let me on your rap album.
Does he rap? It's kind of
rap.
Anthrax-y.
Yeah.
Anthrax are old.
Yeah, I'm young. Yeah.
Well, people should
a
know
little
that
rap and a little bit of rock.
Yeah, yeah, it's like that.
Dana Lynn was on the cover of Power Magazine that we gave out at the at the Arnold. A lot of people are like, oh my God, where is she?
Yeah. We'll have Mr. Tate Fletcher of Cape
Only
May Coffee himself.
Only a few fat powerlifters. The only few fat powerlifters had negative comments about her being on the cover.
Oh, really? I didn't hear one.
Other than that, everybody was.
Yeah, happy. I didn't hear one.
Well, that goes back to the point that I was making before. Like, you know, popularity is right. a thing.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing. It's important.
I mean, we can make people somewhat more popular by talking about them if yeah. they're not well known. But in reality, they got to be on it themselves, and these are people who are on it.
I had a few people at the show come up to me and tell me, you know, about their lifting stats or their buddies' lifting stats. I also get emails like that all the time. Mike sees them come in, and you know, one of the major things they leave out is like, what the fuck can I do for me?
Right.
You know?
And that's
everybody
true
wants
for,
a sponsorship.
Yeah, everybody.
And also, I don't think they know what they actually want. You know?
Right.
And that's important going into a sponsorship. And you have to realize that even the guys at the top don't get paid a lot. So, and some of them don't get paid hardly at all.
Right. Do you want product? Do you want money? Do you want exposure?
You want a combination of those things. Yeah. You know, what I can provide for people is, in my opinion, above and beyond what any other company can provide in terms of being able to help them with their own popularity. Your own popularity will help you grow and help you to be able to get into other companies.
Right.
You know, and so
help you with your actual lifting.
Yeah. I mean, you know, look at look at Leanna Carr and some of these other people that we've associated ourselves with. The amount of views and amount of followers and shit they have is growing all the time.
Right.
And then they can go to someone that they feel would be a good sponsor for them, and they can say, hey, I got, 50,000 followers. I got this. I got that. Mm-hmm. And they're able to actually have something. But going up and telling someone about your 405 deadlift or even 600 or 700 or 800 pound deadlift is not enough.
Sadly, a 700 pound deadlift is a dime a dozen now.
Yeah. And you have to understand, we don't make the decisions about who's popular.
Right.
Like the community, the world makes those decisions. And, you know, people can't get mad at us for
look at Kim Valentine. You know, she's built up her Instagram. And as silly as it all sounds, I realize how silly it all sounds because it should be about lifting.
Yeah.
And I'm a fucking meathead, and
luckily with Kim, it is about lifting also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She performs at a high level and has multiple world records.
Yeah.
But she's built up her Instagram, and now she's got Mike Rashid sponsoring her with supplements and his clothing line, and then 8-Man Strong, I believe, also, and obviously Slingshot.
Right.
And so she's growing and expanding. And over the course of time, over a period of time, she should be able to turn that into something. Whether she does or not, you know, who knows? But she should be able to continue an upward path and be able to turn it into at least a little something.
It's something I was talking about the other day on that Brute Strength podcast. It's something I've been thinking about. You guys probably don't remember the first big .com bubble.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of value that people were ascribing to certain companies and
right.
certain ideas and all that stuff. And like, there didn't seem to be a whole lot supporting it. And some of the social media fame is exactly the same way.
Right.
And I think that the fallout that we're eventually going to see, and the people who are going to survive it, are the people who are the most authentic.
Right.
Not necessarily the best lifters or the best this or the best that or whatever, but the most authentically themselves
right.
as portrayed through their social media.
Someone's
in ways that people connect to.
Some substance, yeah,
yeah.
And people connecting to them. And that's what Omar mentioned on our podcast is people have to be able to, you have to be like relatable.
Right.
You know, people have to be able to connect with you. What's Omar's best deadlift? 565, 585?
Yeah, 585, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, in my opinion, I think it's a great deadlift. Some powerlifters that are, you know, deadlifting 800 or 850, they might think, that ain't shit. But in my opinion, it's good because I know that there's at least some work required for several years to really be able to deadlift
right,
that amount.
To get
you
there.
Know? And the fact that he's appears to be drug-free, I never want to just say somebody is drug-free right off the bat, but he appears to be. He's 185, 190 pounds, you know. You have people, you know, getting in the realm of doing triple body weight on anything is pretty goddamn impressive. But if
right.
that's all he did, no one would know who he is. I mean, what's the guy's name? Dominic, the guy that we posted about.
Pizzuti or something?
Doing the 500-pound, he did the 500-pound in the reactive slingshot.
Yeah, which is fine, but he did 685 and just slingshot knee sleeve squat.
Wow.
In my opinion, 181.
He weighs 185.
Jesus.
In my opinion, you know, minus a few of the really, really, really high level squatters out there, this guy is right up there with the fucking best.
He's
of
next
him.
Level. 700 pounds, basically.
He's unbelievable. He's sitting in the bottom of the squat, 4 or 5 inches below parallel.
Yeah, perfect form.
685 pounds.
Well, and the fact that he can bench. We talk about
and
all
with
the,
no spotter. He posted up a thing, said no fear, you know, and he's just sitting in the bottom of the lift.
Good Lord.
Talk about people.
No belt a lot of times.
Yeah. I think he did 585, no belt.
No, I think he still squats even a lot more than that.
Yeah, he's a freak.
Yeah, he's a monster. But anyway, I mean, he's got just a few thousand followers. He's just, you know, starting to get the ball rolling. But maybe you can mention his name, Mike. Maybe we can find his.
I'll hunt down his Instagram.
Instagram, kind of give him a little bit of goddamn help. But the point is, if that's all you do, that's probably not enough. And same thing with like a hot chick. Like, there's so many hot chicks on Instagram. Unless you're willing to reveal a lot, then it's going to be hard to.
That's
really
how I got all mine. Yeah, the glute shots. I killed that glute shot photo, though. Can we just agree here that I beat everybody in that picture?
I will try to drop that in here. Yeah. Who has that picture, Matt? Or
all of us. Smelly has it on his Instagram. Yeah. So. Yeah, Smelly took it. Somebody, I won that, yeah?
Yeah. Smelly. Somebody get me the original. I'll throw it on this video.
I had to retake it because Leanna Carr was upset.
Yeah, I killed her.
She didn't get enough.
I literally eclipsed her.
Yeah, she's not experienced.
And she's a pro?
She's not experienced
and
enough to be
involved.
She's
a pro glute spreader?
She's not experienced enough to be
this guy
involved.
Is Damian Pizzuti. Damian Pezzuti.
Damian Pizzuti.
Check him out. Strong as shit, man.
Good job, at Pizzuti.
Almost sounds like Pizzuki. He's my new favorite. God damn.
I'll take two, please.
Cookie with ice cream.
Oh, my God.
He's that good. Can we just call him that? Is that going to be his nickname?
Yeah, Pizzuki. Damian Pizzuki.
Yeah.
Yeah, just change it now. You'll be more famous. Exactly. We'll just go with that.
Yeah, thank us later.
Anyway.
Chad Wesley Smith is another guy that we plan to have up here. He'll do some podcasting, have him hit up some squats.
Yeah, he and Brandon Lilly have a podcast together, I think.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Chad Wesley Smith is the owner of the largest and fattest kneecaps I have ever seen in my life.
They're not from this century.
No, I have a plan to put his kneecaps on a diet.
His I don't kneecaps, think you can.
No, I think they're going to go into ketosis.
I don't think you can only hope to contain them. Is what I think.
He got sent home from school one time. He was playing basketball, and the gym teacher sent him home and said, you know, whatever his mother's name is, he said, you know, your son, you know, his legs are
Mrs.
You know,
Smith.
Yeah, Mrs. Smith, your son's legs are you know, very swollen. I don't know if he hurt his knees or. She's like. No, they actually look like that all the time.
That's amazing. Thought he ripped his ACL or something.
Yeah. His kneecaps are just
that's gigantic. Great. Poor guy. That's rough.
Anyway. Fat kneecaps. What are you gonna do?
Helps him squat a lot.
What Bridge family were in that was in the house?
They were.
I said, "What's up?"
On Sunday,
they were. Yeah, they
a bunch always, of guys were.
Yeah. They always have a whole team with them, whole crew with them.
Yeah. Pete Rubish came, said what's up.
Yeah,
We'll get him out here. T Cummings come and said what's up.
Yeah, I get a lot of requests for Pete.
Yeah, we'll get Pete on here.
Yeah, we'll do some
Pete and his gigantic neck.
And Pete's jacked, man. Yeah, like, I knew, like, he had a big back and whatever, but, like, his arms look kind of big. Like, he was looking jacked.
Yeah, I know. He's strong. Yeah. I mean, he's strong as shit, you know.
He's hot.
Oh, he's hot.
Yeah.
Not as, I gotta say, T is hotter.
Yeah, T's hot too.
He's
T
way
Cummins?
Hot.
What a great porn name.
Yeah,
he's got that nose.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
He's got that nose.
That's a bullshit name, T. That, we know you're lying. I think his name's Terrence. Nose. I think it's Terrence think Cummings.
Right. That nose will just tickle your balls just the right
way.
You know?
Exactly.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Huh?
No.
No, know what I'm saying. Like, it's a.
Not you
know,
mean?
Not, yeah. No, you don't have to
mean.
Answer.
No. Not
I think you answering is even worse.
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah. Makes you
full denial.
What the fuck else we got going on?
Man, we're just partying. That's about it. We got some bench pressing to do today.
We don't party. We eat fucking Quest bars and go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our party is like a little bit of pizza and watching a UFC fight.
Our friend Omar said he can't eat another Quest bar.
Why? What happened?
He said it gives him back. It gives him memories of being at my house.
Aww,
sad.
That's so sad.
Yeah, he said he can't do it. He just even looking at one, he just gets sad.
He's just up there crying.
Poor Omar.
Got to move to the States.
Yeah, he's going to have to immigrate.
Yeah, I told him to move his mom to Davis.
Omar Bell. He'll have to marry me.
Yeah, just to live here?
Yeah.
Yeah, can we marry him off to somebody in the gym? Is that,
yeah, sure.
Would that solve the problem?
Yeah, we'll find somebody.
I have no idea if we need any more in the United States of whatever it is that Omar does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how you have to, you know, get your green card, just be in demand, right?
Yeah, so. He's in demand.
Something.
Yeah, we got some bench pressing today.
Something else.
In front of cameras.
Going on. Yeah, we got some bench pressing going on. We got something else, no?
San Jose Fit Expo, that's like 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's coming up. We got a bunch of clothes coming out.
6 weeks?
Maybe it's 8 weeks. Maybe 8 weeks. Yeah, we're going to slang out some clothes.
Got some protein powder coming up.
There's more products always in the works.
More shit coming your way.
More lifting coming. Jesse Bird Inc.'s holding a meet.
T Cummins.
In about 2 weeks.
Actually, maybe two meets. My understanding is that...
I heard June.
June, yeah.
And if it's not conflicting with what we do, I'm there. I'll compete.
What do we do?
Head to head, nothing really.
Oh.
Yeah. But like the San Jose Fit Expo's near there. I don't know. If I can get 8 weeks where I can fucking train my face off, I'll go do June.
My understanding is that Travis Mash is trying to come back to powerlifting.
Travis Mash.
And he's talking about doing that meet.
That would be cool.
Also, Chris Moore of Barbell Shrugged is talking about doing that meet as well.
That'd be great. I'll do it with him then.
His first meet in forever.
We'll do footage back and forth.
Yeah.
Cool.
They're Powercast versus Barbell Shrugged. Head to head.
Hey now. That'd be cool. April 17th, Jim, is the Tribeca.
Tribeca?
Tribeca.
Movie festival.
April 17th is like the main screening, I guess.
Okay. For Boar's new movie.
Are we invited?
So, yes.
Okay. Well, I
believe so. I mean, you want to double check with him, but I think he made it seem like, hey.
He did make it seem like that. Well, I can coordinate a trip to D.C. with that. That'd be awesome.
That is my plan. My plan is to go to New York for the first time in my life. And then find my way up to Boston.
It's a great.
Oh, you're the Reebok?
I think I'm going to try to.
If you get an invite,
no, I'm just going to show up.
Okay,
I'll text JD. I'll text my people. I think what you said, you're going to New York maybe 2 or 3 days, kind of in and out, and then I'll go to Boston for 2 or 3 days, and then I'll head back down here, and then I think someone's visiting us. I don't know what, but
we probably should check that.
No, I have my schedule.
Oh yeah, Matt Wenning is coming too at some point.
Oh man. Matt Wenning.
It's a fucking blockbuster.
I'm gonna bench and flip flops when he's here.
Oh my! Oh yeah.
That'll be so funny.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm stoked on Tribeca. That's the big one. That'll be so fun. I've never been to New York. Never been to a film festival.
We were talking about
you're
Wolfie.
Eat New York up.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat so much pizza. It's gonna be great.
We were talking about Wolfie earlier. Joe Manganiella.
Yeah.
Whatever. Manganiella. Yeah. However you say his name. He saw the screening of the Jake the Snake movie that my brother.
Yeah, that's where they met.
My brother worked on and. He loved the movie, and
he's a big wrestling fan.
Yeah, he's seen Bigger,
from
Stronger.
Way, way
well,
back.
Listen to this. He's seen Bigger, Stronger, Faster, right? So I told my brother, and he's a huge fan of it. So I told my brother, I said, you know what that means? And he said, what? I said, that means he knew me before I knew him.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. That's probably true. Who are you,
Smelly? Holy shit.
Wowie, wowie.
That's right up
Maui
there.
Zowie.
That's right up there with predicting the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So what's going on in the NFL? Everybody's moved.
Oh, I know.
Seahawks.
The Niners aren't going to make the playoffs.
Seahawks.
The Seahawks are probably going to win the Super Bowl.
The Niners are fielding a college team.
I don't know. I got a, what, like the
Seahawks
and the Colts?
Seahawks, Broncos.
Not the Colts?
Peyton Manning's last year.
No, the Colts.
No, he's going to pull it together.
They got Frank Gore and Andre Johnson?
I don't care.
Andrew freaking Luck?
I don't know.
Andrew freaking Luck.
Luck, and he's got a horseshoe on the side of his helmet? Give me a break.
Yeah.
How can you bet against
Stars
him?
Aligned.
Son of a bitch.
Stars aligned.
He is good.
I love Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck looks like Michael Phelps, and he talks like Michael
Phelps.
And
they kind of all look like Tim Tebow also a little bit.
Yeah, they got the long horse face, and they talk like they're underwater.
They talk like they're so stupid.
Well,
but
Michael Phelps talking like he's underwater makes sense.
Yeah, but Andrew Luck's so...
He might literally be talking from underwater.
Into a hydrophone.
Andrew Luck's so smart, but he looks so stupid.
Yeah,
and he's fast.
His mouth is like always open. He's a fucking mouth breather. Mouth breathing, son of a bitch.
Poor
he's
Andrew.
Huge, though. You ever see that picture of him and Kelly?
And he moves like a fucking horse.
Kelly's
he's
like
run.
6'2 or something.
Yeah.
He just towers.
He's 6'4, 260.
Yeah.
Faster than anyone.
Kind of like the mountain towered over you, over Thor.
Yeah.
That's a picture we'll throw in here, too. That's
that
just.
Nuts.
He could have anally raped me.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
What other rape is there?
Yeah, for me, I guess, yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
orally?
I could have shoved it in my face.
Eye socket? I don't know.
Yeah.
Nose rape? Ear rape?
Who knows what he'd make up?
Yeah, you'd be kind of famous.
He made someone's fucking whole entire cranium explode.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know why I'm coming back to this, but Tate,
Tate Fletcher.
Yeah.
Caveman Coffee, shout out.
Trying to get him up here, right? But
yeah, he'll be
we'll work him out.
Conversation I had with him at dinner the other night was spectacular. Such a positive guy. Oh my God. And I think that the lesson as we've gone forward over the years that we've spent together, the thing that we've learned the most is that you want to associate yourself with positive people and you want to disassociate yourself from people who are not positive, who can't get positive, who only
positive for like HIV or anything, just like positive people, right?
Right.
Energy. Right.
Positively negative.
Yeah. Positively negative. Yes.
Energies
exactly.
We're talking about.
Yeah, positive energy. People who have positive things to say and who don't build themselves up by running everybody else down.
Right.
That's a big thing.
Your Jets are going to have a defense, man.
Defense. I know.
No, yeah. You don't know.
Oh, they're going to be
This is late breaking news.
What happened? They always have
Antonio Cromartie.
Oh, really?
Ooh. And Darrell Revis. Both.
Ah, wow.
That's lockdown CBs. They're like, 30? They're old, but they're not really old.
Yeah, old-ish.
They'll be locked
old,
down,
not
man.
So old.
They'll
Revis
be
is
down.
So good when he's healthy.
Yeah, and I think Antonio Cromartie's still a stud.
Yeah,
he was
true.
Playing safety or something, or am I way off? They just moved those old backs to safety. Who cares? He'll still be good. There's the news.
Let's finish up with the last couple things here. Silent Mike, you follow any sort of diet stuff? Do you track your shit when we're on the road? You're just fucking popping donuts. You don't care.
Normally when we're traveling, I'll pop donuts. But
did you gain weight or lose weight on
the trip? I lost weight. So because of our scheduling, we typically eat a lot less. And so I'm aware that we eat less often than I normally do. So I'll hammer whatever I can.
Yeah.
But then I also make smart choices at dinner. I'll choose like a lean-ish cut of steak compared. I'll try not to go nuts on our lobster mac and cheese or whatever we had. I don't necessarily track it because that would be too hard. But in my head, I'm trying to take account like, hey, I haven't had carbs all day. Let's get rice with dinner.
Well, you've seen so many different combinations, so you know approximately, like, this is 350 calories-ish.
Yeah. Sometimes my breakfast is small. You know, it's coffee and a Quest bar, so lunch, you know, typically our lunches aren't bad. We had, like, chicken
Saving
sandwiches.
Saving up points, Weight Watchers style.
Yeah, pretty much. And then dinner's all out because we were going nuts. But I lost about 3 pounds.
I almost always eat fish at dinner just because it's – and also fish that doesn't have, like, a thick sauce on it, you know, that's more of a fish that might be like in a broth or something, just because it's usually fairly lean.
And then save yourself some dessert because you're kind of on vacation.
Yeah, I'll always get dessert pretty much every night when I'm, you know.
You had an amazing piece of meat.
Yeah, well, oh, yes, I did.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
That steakhouse
the name,
was amazing.
Har Har.
That's the name of your cow?
That was the name of my cow. Yes.
Yeah. So sad.
I have his nose print and everything.
Yeah.
It's in my bag. I need to get it.
The Wagyu.
Yeah, that shit was good.
It was really amazing. It came with a certificate with a nose print of the cow. I've never seen anything like that. I had the Australian hybrid one.
I think that's what I had too.
Yeah, you had
like
it one
New
night.
York
I had
steak
the next.
Delicious.
Yeah, we ended up at Hyde Park two nights in a row.
Yeah. Yeah, that place was really good.
Yeah. The apple pie that I ordered at that place, speaking of eating dessert, I thought it was going to be a slice of apple pie. It was a freaking, like, personal pan pizza-sized apple pie.
Like Cheesecake Factory, they give you the biggest thing.
God, I love that. You guys are making me so hungry.
I'm not saying
right
I didn't eat it, but, you know, we basically were not eating breakfast. We're not getting much, getting a bar or whatever, and then lunch was whatever somebody ran to get us, a wrap or a chicken sandwich or burger or whatever, and then dinner was kind of
I skipped my fries at lunch. I just poured them on a Matt Vincent's plate.
I think Mike, you're similar with your food. You don't have your food all like cooked and prepared ahead of time,
never,
right?
Never. I don't have the I'm not against it. Like if you can food prep and you're all
I think
about
it's
it,
the way I think it's the way to go.
Yeah, I just can't
maximum total maximum result.
Yeah, I can't mentally do it.
If you want to be shredded up for like a photo shoot or something, I think you almost have to get in that mode because you can't afford to have some weird shit that has a bunch of butter on it.
Yeah,
like I'll
at a restaurant
cook extra large dinners and then eat that for lunch the next day. That's about as far as my preparing goes. So if I'm having a chicken, rice, and broccoli, I'll cook like three chicken breasts and then
Order more stuff too. If I'm at a restaurant and something's healthy, I'll just order two or three of the same or something similar.
It sucks that I hear in like New York. I think we probably talked about this on the podcast already, but like Florida and Vegas, they have like, you know, like Meathead or like bodybuilder restaurants, you know, like Muscle Grill or something it's called.
Yeah.
Like, and that's still not in California. Maybe in L.A.,
yeah,
but not around us. You know, California's supposed to be Mr. Healthy. You know, like we eat Chipotle, and if you order it correctly, you can do okay with it. But it's not really made for that.
Yeah.
Like, why can't I just go get some delicious chicken and rice somewhere?
Yeah, where the gym is located right now kind of sucks for food, but this area will grow and hopefully we'll end up with something.
I eat a lot of like chicken teriyaki places. I eat out a lot.
Yeah, I do the same. I'll hit up Quest bars, protein powder, shit like that, just out of convenience. Occasionally hit up some fucking weird Icelandic yogurt that I eat that has like hardly any carbs and
if it worked for Thor,
has a good amount of
You didn't have any fermented shark though, right?
Yeah,
that
right.
was part of our discussion.
Yeah,
with the Benedict Magnuson,
that sounded pretty gross. But I guess my point is, there's many ways to do it, and unless you're going to step on a bodybuilding stage, you don't need to be so obsessed with it. You probably don't need to carry around a six-pack bag with you all day long.
Yeah, I was surprised how many of those I saw on the airport.
You know, but if you're away from home for a long time and you know, we saw Stan, you know, stays at a, when he stayed here at Super Training and lifted like a motherfucker and inspired us all as he always does. You know, he had some prepared food with him.
Right.
But it looked like most of the time he just had like one meal with him.
Yeah.
But he stays in a hotel that allows him to cook. It's got a kitchen and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
extended stay or one of
those. Yeah. He's on another level, you know, in terms of his dedication to a lot of this stuff. And, you know, he likes the results he gets. And so he continues to.
He's turned it into an unbreakable habit.
Yeah. He continues to kind of go down that path. For most of the rest of us, we don't. You know, like I sort of know what it means to get at least towards some of the things that he's done, they're not always desirable to me to go that deep into it.
Right.
As I mentioned with him, I was like, "You look like you're ready for the bodybuilding stage," and he's like, "No, because he knows, you know, even though it'll take, you know, 2 or 3% more effort from him, that amount of effort he's not willing to bother with.
Yeah,
he's
that's
like,
so,
fuck that.
So know? Often when you see a picture on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and somebody's gotten into pretty good shape, it's like, oh, you think about doing a show? I was like, no. It's not even close.
And I've always kind of said it, too, out of respect for bodybuilding. Like, I would be awful. You know, I would suck at it. And you know, for me to even try to have the discipline to even try to step on the stage, I just wouldn't even, I wouldn't want to do that. And if I did do that, I'd end up so light on stage. I mean, you kind of said you'd be 160 pounds, 170 pounds if you were to try to get on stage, you know.
Probably.
So it's
one day.
Anyway, I guess the point is, you know, just try to, try to pay attention to what you're eating and whether you're traveling or not traveling.
Yeah.
So that way you don't slap on a bunch of unwanted LBs.
Yeah, you can gain like 10 pounds of fat. You know, people always say like, oh, it's just bloat. Like, no, motherfucker. Like, you ate so many calories over 6 days.
Right.
Like, that's fat.
And I know like a protein bar or something like that might not be the most efficient thing in the world, but or even like a Rice Krispie treat or just something that is low in calorie that, you know, keeps your energy levels up, keeps you from getting starving.
Yeah.
Those things can help you just, you know, stay on some sort of path.
I'm going to go get a Rice Krispie treat right now.
To not overeat and to get more fatterist.
I started off this trip on kind of a rough note. I got to the airport, you know, relatively early here in Sac, and I went to the Dos Coyotes outlet there.
I love Dos Coyote.
We had that for lunch yesterday.
I ordered the burrito that I don't normally order, and it was enormous. Mm. It was like a foot long.
Jesus.
And I thought, well, I'm not sure when I'm going to get to eat again, so I'll just plow through this.
Yeah, why not?
I didn't eat again for over 20 hours.
Yeah.
I was not hungry, nor was I actually capable of getting to food because
right.
of the travel and stuff and, you know, getting into Columbus after midnight and,
right.
you know, I don't want to order from room service unless I'm desperate, so.
It just, you know, when you're traveling, try to carry around something with you, a protein bar or something, you know, just realize you're going to need to have access to something at some
point.
Yeah,
I should have taken some for the plane instead of just counting on picking up some when we got to the expo. We were right next to a booth that had protein bars.
Then you end up eating weird shit. You don't feel good.
Right.
You know, you end up eating the chips they have on the plane
and
or whatever.
You start shitting yourself.
Yeah, and it's just food you're not used to, and you start shitting yourself or not shitting at all when you travel sometimes.
Both are so bad.
Yeah. Inconvenient.
All right, well, I guess that's it.
I have a sign-off now. I picked it up from Matt Vincent.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he said bye to somebody at the booth. They bought something, and instead of saying, like, thanks, you know, he said, stay healthy.
There you go.
Stay healthy.
Stay healthy, kids. Multiply your hustle. Multiply your muscle. And that's it from me, bitch.
You can find me at Silent Mike.
May all your shits be tapered.
You can find me at Silent Mike with two Ks. Stay healthy.
Mark, as you probably know, is at Mark Smelly Bell on Instagram and Twitter. I am Jim McD, STTV, everywhere that I would want you to find me. And as I have pointed out before, if you follow me on Instagram, as long as you are not, number one, private, and number two, have at least one picture.
Suck it, Jillian Michaels.
I will follow you back. Oh, yeah. Hey, we beat Jillian one day. Actually, 2 days.
We were
this last
week. Top 10 in health, right?
Top 10 in health.
Yeah.
Health.
Number one with our Stan episode, we're number
fucking
one.
Kicking ass. That's all there is to it.
What else? Oh yeah, hey, I after however many years on YouTube now, I actually have a decent URL where you can find my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/supertrainingTV. So check me out there. That's where the videos of the podcast go. And we will talk to you next time. Oh yeah, hey. While I'm thinking about it. iTunes, ratings, reviews. We love those. Thanks. Later.
Subscribe to Power Magazine at thepowermagazine.com. If you choose the digital edition, you can catch up on all the great back issues, take your training to the next level with Slingshot products at howmuchyoubench.net, and look for PSN products including NO Explode at bodybuilding.com. Mark Bell's Powercast is a production of supertraining.tv.